Hey everyone, hi, this is Sherry Reichert-Ballou with Simply Celebrate, and I was just actually leaving myself a voice memo about something I really want to remember, and so I leave myself voice memos and listen to them over and over again to remind myself of things that are really important to me that my conditioned mind, my monkey mind, would just as well have me forget. So today, I suddenly then after I left that note for myself, I thought I want to share this with other people because it feels so important, and it has to do with how fleeting life is. Last night I went to an improv show with a good friend of mine, and the person presenting the show, Josh Kornbluth, he's volunteering in a Zen hospice. And then he's bringing that experience into this world of, of heartfelt humor, I guess is maybe a way to say it. It sounds a little bit like, well, what? You know, how could you possibly bring any humor into something like Zen hospice? But he does it beautifully. I mean, so that it's like this laughing and crying, and it's the humanity that he really brings into it of what it is to be with people as they're dying, really be with them. And the show impacted me really on a profound level, on many levels, actually. I mean, one big one is this idea that it's like, for me, I have this intention that I want to live every moment of my life until that last breath. I want to celebrate every moment until that last breath, and I want to offer that to people that are around me. And I felt like he was really bringing that into our consciousness, this idea of, you know, being a volunteer in the Zen hospice and being present with people as best he could to really, like, experience life with them. I think he said a few times, you know, these people are living every last moment with everything they have. And my recording to myself this morning, I was really looking at that. You know, it's easy to fall into this idea that we have all the time in the world, you know, especially those of you who may be younger. I know for myself, there was especially that feeling as I was a much younger person that there's years and years and years ahead of me. You know, I never even considered that I might die unexpectedly or people I love might die unexpectedly. And of course now, I'm 50, and so I have that, the wisdom of years to understand that it can all be taken any moment. And I try to remind myself as often as I can that I'm going to die and the people that I love are going to die. And, you know, that's not a morbid thing for me. It's actually a life-affirming philosophy to remember, because it's like when I remember how fleeting it is and how everything could be taken in a moment, it brings me so much to life in the moment. I want to love as much as I can. I want to follow my heart as much as I can. I want to be as full of vitality and presence as I can, because, you know, if this were my last moment, you know, I want to be here for it. I want people to know that I love them. I want, you know, my life to feel colorful and alive and vibrant. So, you know, one of the things that I was just talking to myself about is, you know, this whole notion of I have all the time in the world, I'll do that tomorrow. And there are some things that are really important to me that I haven't begun. You know, particularly in my case, I know that there are books that I want to write. And it's always sort of like, yeah, you know. And I've just sort of set the intention for myself that now's the time. You know, any sort of legacy that I want to leave, and by that I just mean it could be, you know, a legacy that I leave for my son or, you know, my nieces or, you know, a handful of people that might be there to receive it. I mean, we never know. But really, I think at the heart of it, that legacy is for me, you know. And, you know, that feeling. I don't know if you guys recognize it, but for me, there's just this, like, there are things that I feel called to do, you know, because my spirit wants to, my being just is like, I've always had this notion, .. and it's different for everybody, you know, what that is, you know. So anyways, that's what I just felt compelled to just pick up the recorder and leave an audio. And those of you who have been following along know that I love to leave poetry whenever I make audio notes. There's just a connection for me of, you know, what I call ninja poetry, which is just, you know, throwing a poem in, because I think, first of all, because poems speak to us in a different language and a different part of us can hear something in them. I think also, there's a way in which poetry for me at least carries me somewhere. And in this case, this is interesting because in this case, there's actually a ship in the poem. And so there's kind of a literal carrying of something. This poem is called Cargo, and it's by Greg Kimura. You enter life, a ship, laden with meaning, purpose, and gifts, sent to be delivered to a hungry world. And as much as the world needs your cargo, you need to give it away. Everything depends on this. But the world forgets its needs, and you forget your mission, and the ancestral maps used to guide you have become faded scrawls on the parchment of dead pharaohs. The cargo weighs you heavy the longer it is held. Spoilage becomes a risk. The ship sputters from port to port, and at each you ask, is this the way? But it cannot be found without knowing the cargo, and the cargo cannot be known without recognizing there is a way. It is simply this. You have gifts. The world needs your gifts. You must deliver them. The world may not know it's starving, but the hungry know, and they will find you when you discover your cargo and start to give it away. So you can guess, what speaks to me so much about this poem is this idea that we all are these, you know, we're laden. I love that. We're laden with meaning, purpose, and gifts. And that, you know, our job is to give those gifts away. And of course, they're different for everyone. You know, we all have different gifts. For some of us, it might be, you know, specific to our families. To others, it might be messages for a broader, you know, collection of people in the world. It might be who we are at work or in our spiritual practices, or who we are as artists in the world. That doesn't have to be any specific way or look any specific way, but I think that the important thing for me, my message that, you know, I was telling myself and I wanted to share, is that somewhere deep inside of me, I know what cargo I'm carrying that wants to be given away, and that when I'm not following through on bringing that into the world and offering it, there is this sense. I love that line, spoilage becomes a risk. Because there's a sense for me of truly carrying something that, you know, could possibly decay or crumble, and that it's an energy, it's a life force. It needs to be moved like a current into the world. And so I guess that's my, you know, my real message today for people is, like, you know, if, and this is what I asked myself, I actually made a promise to myself to do a writing around this, like, you know, on my deathbed, that last breath I take, you know, what will it be really important that I've left behind, you know? And it doesn't have to be a tangible thing. It doesn't, like, you know, for me, like I said, you know, books that I want to write, it doesn't have to be that, but it's like, what, you know, what kind of spirit, what kind of way of living, what kind of relationships or, you know, missions or, you know, revolutions that we want to start, whatever, you know, what is it on your deathbed that you'll think back and think, ah, that was what I really wanted to deliver to the world. So I hope you'll maybe join me in doing, you know, can be a 10-minute free write about that question. And I'd love to hear if you want to email me and let me know how that goes. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.